When planning for Medicaid, assets are generally either countable or exempt. However, when it comes to IRAs, the account's treatment varies by state. In a few lucky states, IRAs belonging to the institutionalized individual as well as a community spouse are considered exempt. In some states, only IRAs belonging to the community spouse are exempt. In most states, however, an IRA belonging to either spouse is considered countable for Medicaid purposes, meaning the account must be spent down in order to achieve eligibility. Since traditional IRAs contain pre-tax funds and funds are taxed upon withdrawal, liquidating an IRA often results in some hefty tax consequences. For starters, all funds count as taxable income in the year of receipt, which could subject the account owner to a higher income tax bracket. Additionally, if a couple's total income for the year exceeds certain amounts, up to 85% of their Social Security benefits become taxable, and their Medicaid Part B and Part D premiums will increase. In order to avoid these consequences, your client can transfer the IRA to a Medicaid-compliant annuity. By transferring an IRA to a Medicaid-compliant annuity, the IRA is eliminated as a resource because an MCA has no cash value. Plus, the transfer itself is not a taxable event. With an MCA, the owner immediately begins receiving payments each month, and taxation occurs over time rather than all at once. Since the income is taxable within the year of receipt, the tax consequences are spread out over the term of the annuity. Transferring an IRA to an MCA is a simple process that can be done in one of two ways. First, a trustee-to-trustee transfer. With this option, the owner of the IRA completes some paperwork that allows the MCA company to obtain the funds directly from the IRA custodian. The second option is a 60-day rollover, where the account owner contacts the IRA custodian to request a liquidation of the account without withholding taxes. Then the owner has 60 days to reinvest the funds into an MCA. While there is no limit on the number of trustee-to-trustee transfers, an individual can only perform one 60-day rollover per 365-day period. If the community spouse owns a countable IRA, transferring the account to an MCA is a quick way to eliminate the IRA as an asset and provide extra monthly income to the owner. Once the couple's countable assets are spent down, the institutionalized spouse can qualify for Medicaid. But what if the institutionalized spouse owns an IRA? Fortunately, we have a solution for that as well. Ownership of the IRA cannot be transferred without incurring tax consequences. So instead, we use a strategy called the name on the check rule. With this method, the institutionalized spouse transfers their IRA into an MCA and names the community spouse as payee of the contract. The institutionalized spouse remains the owner, but it's the community spouse whose name is on the monthly MCA check, meaning the income is only available to them. Regardless of your client's situation, we have a solution to help them achieve Medicaid eligibility. If you'd like to learn more about your client's options when dealing with an IRA, contact our office.